Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in paying tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, being celebrated as Parakram Divas. Urges citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Vikasit Bharat. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to embark on 2-day visit to China from Sunday to discuss next step of bilateral relations. India to maintain 6-8% economic growth rate, keeping inflation in check in coming year, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at World Economic Forum Davos. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar cautions against fake narratives eroding trust in electoral processes, highlights role of technology in shaping future of elections. Indian short film Anuja nominated for Oscars 2025. And in ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, India tops Group A with victory over Sri Lanka by 60 runs in Kuala Lumpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his 128th birth anniversary, celebrated as Parakram Divas, at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other leaders also paid their respects. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration was organised for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days starting today. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Modi urged citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Vikasit Bharat. In his video message, the Prime Minister said, countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
2021 में सरकार ने निर्णय लिया कि नेताजी की जयंती को अब पराक्रम दिवस के रूप में मनाया जाएगा। इंडिया गेट के समीप नेताजी की विशाल प्रतिमा लगाना, अंडमान में द्वीप का नाम नेताजी के नाम पर रखना, गणतंत्र दिवस की परेड में INA के जवानों को नमन करना सरकार की इसी भावना का प्रतीक है।
While interacting with school students present at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister asked the students what is the goal of the nation by 2047, to which a student with utmost confidence answered, to make India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also termed the PM Surya Ghar Yojana as a tool to tackle climate change. He said solar panels installed on the rooftop of the house under the scheme helps in producing electricity through solar energy, eliminating the need to pay electricity bills. The full dress rehearsal for Republic Day 2025 showcased India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity at Kartavya Path in the national capital today. As the nation gears up for the big day, the rehearsal offered a captivating preview of the celebrations to come. The audience was enthralled with the Indian Air Force's breathtaking aerial display over Kartavya Path. During the full dress rehearsal, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states presented glimpses of diverse strengths and cultural inclusiveness. The Indian Army is fully geared to showcase its strength during the 76th Republic Day on the Kartavya Path on the 26th of January. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Major General Sumit Mehta said the Indian Army will be represented by a mounted column, 8 mechanized columns and 6 marching contingents. He said this time battlefield surveillance system and DRDO depiction of Pralay weapon system will be the major attraction of the parade.
26 जनवरी के उपलक्ष्य में जो राष्ट्र पर्व मनाया जाएगा उसके तहत एक भव्य परेड कर्तव्य पथ पर आप देखेंगे जिसकी तैयारी पूरी हो चुकी है। परेड रायसीना हिल विजय चौक से होता हुआ कर्तव्य पथ इंडिया गेट तिलक मार्ग और फिर लाहौरी गेट से एंटर करते हुए रेड फोर्ट तक जाएगा। परेड सुबह 10:30 बजे से तकरीबन 12:05 तक संचालन किया जाएगा। भारत की राष्ट्रपति ऑनरेबल श्रीमती द्रौपदी मुर्मू सलामी ग्रहण करेंगी और इस परेड के चीफ गेस्ट इंडोनेशिया के प्रेसिडेंट ऑनरेबल श्री प्रबोवो सुबियांतो होंगे।
A total of 26 tableaux from various states, union territories and union ministries are set to present the diversity of the country and cultural inclusiveness during the 76th Republic Day Parade. The tableaux are based on the theme of Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to China starting on Sunday to hold bilateral meetings. It will be a meeting of the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said the resumption of this bilateral mechanism flows from the agreement at the leadership level to discuss the next steps for India-China relations, including in the political, economic and people-to-people domains. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today held public meetings in Kirari, Janakpuri and Karolbagh area. Mr. Adityanath hit out at the ruling Aam Aadmi Party for alleged poor conditions of road and cleanliness issues in the national capital.
Jab bhi Namami Gange Pariyojana ke antargat Maa Yamuna ki shuddhata ki baat aayi, swachhata ki baat aayi, to Arvind Kejriwal and company ne koi sahyog nahi kiya.
Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal also addressed several rallies in the city. Addressing a gathering in Harinagar area, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that in the last 10 years, the AAP has done a lot of work for the city.
Janta bata rahi hai ki Delhi mein 24 ghante bijli aati hai. Hamari Delhi mein 10 saal se sarkar hai. Humne Delhi mein 5 saal mein humne 24 ghante bijli kar di thi. Uttar Pradesh mein unki 10 saal se sarkar hai BJP walon ki. Main Yogi ji se puri vinamrata se puchna chahta hu Uttar Pradesh mein kitne kitne ghante ke power cut lagte hain zara bataye hum.
On the other hand, senior party leader Pavan Kheda and Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav with other prominent leaders today launched the theme song of the party for the Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing the media, Mr. Kheda targeted Aam Aadmi Party for an alleged liquor scam in the city.
Jo sharab ka manager tha, theke baantne ka, wahi shiksha mantri tha. Ye kisi aur party mein sambhav nahi hai. Jis tarah se ek botal par ek botal free, paisa do, license lo, jo niti ye log laaye, puri sarkar, puri inki party sharab ke kale karobar mein doob gayi.
Elections for the Delhi Assembly is scheduled for the 5th of the next month and the results will be declared on 8th of February. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today urged election management bodies to streamline strategies for addressing challenges like cybersecurity threats and misinformation. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day conference organized by Election Commission of India in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar also emphasized on the critical role of technology and digital innovations in enhancing efficiency, transparency, and voter confidence.
The future of elections in democratic countries will likely be shaped by advancements in technology, use of artificial intelligence in political campaigns and in conduct of elections and in election observance, wide uses of electronic voting mechanisms best suited to each country, online voting and digital ballots, biometric authentication while voting, overcoming cyber security threats, overcoming impurities of inducements for voters, ease of settlement of post-election disputes, increase in global collaboration and timely detection and prevention of disruptive fake contents on social platforms. These are some of the illustrative areas of future management.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today expressed confidence that India will comfortably maintain a 6-8% economic growth rate while keeping inflation under check in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnav stated this during a session of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. He said, inclusive growth remains a key pillar of India's economic blueprint while focusing on manufacturing, services and simplification of laws.
India has a very well thought through economic strategy at this point of time for the last many years now. The strategy is based on four pillars. Pillar number one is public investment in social, physical and digital infrastructure. Pillar number two is a lot of focus on technology, manufacturing and innovation. Pillar number three is inclusive growth. We have a very diverse society. Pillar number four is simplification.
Indian short film Anuja has achieved a significant milestone by securing a nomination in the Best Short Film Live Action category for the Oscars 2025. Anuja is directed by Adam J. Graves and Suchitra Mattai. Anuja follows a 9-year-old girl who, alongside her sister Palak, faces a life-changing opportunity that tests their bond and mirrors the struggles of girls worldwide.
400 rupees. अगर हमारे पास 400 rupees होते भी ना उसका कुछ फायदा नहीं होता.
फायदा कैसे नहीं होता? हर चीज की एक कीमत होती है. और अगर तू बस ये शादी ब्याह की बात करेगी तो इसमें तो कितने पैसे खर्च होते हैं?
कैसे कैसे होगी तेरी शादी?
तू उसकी चिंता मत कर. मैंने सब सोच रखा है.
The other short films to make it to the final nominations list are Alien, The Last Ranger, I'm Not a Robot, and The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent. Emilia Perez leads the way this year with 13 nominations, including Best Picture, making it the most nominated foreign film in Oscar history. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju today visited the Akashwani and Doordarshan camp office located at Sector 4 at Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj and reviewed the arrangements made for the coverage of Mahakumbh 2025. Talking to reporters, Mr. Jaju said Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for disseminating information related to various programs and activities of Mahakumbh.
महाकुंभ के लिए स्पेशल एफएम रेडियो चैनल चलाई जो ना केवल एफएम पे चल रही है पर यहाँ के पब्लिक एड्रेस सिस्टम्स पर भी चल रही है जिससे श्रद्धालुओं को ना केवल कुंभ से संबंधित व्यवस्थाओं का ज्ञान मिल रहा है पर उसी के साथ साथ कुंभ से संबंधित रोचकियों को भी प्रसार भारती और दोनों दूरदर्शन और आकाशवाणी के माध्यम से श्रद्धालुओं को इसका ज्ञान मिल रहा है.
Later, Secretary INB also visited the various exhibitions set up by the Government of India, including the digital exhibition of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, located in Mahakumbh Nagar area. More from our correspondent.
The digital exhibition of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting is based on the theme Public Welfare through Public Participation. It showcases the achievements, programs, policies and schemes of the Government of India in the last one decade. Through this exhibition, information is being provided about various public welfare schemes such as Prime Minister Jan Arogya Yojana, Namo Drone Didi, Mudra Scheme, Prime Minister Crop Insurance Scheme, Digital India, Self-Reliant India, Skill India, Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat, Ujwala Scheme and the three new criminal laws. The exhibition will continue till 26th of next month and the entry is free. With Anand Kumar's report from Prayagraj, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
On to sports. In the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs in their third and final Group A fixture in Kuala Lumpur today. With their third win on the trot, India also finished Group A on top of the table with 6 points. In the Australian Open tennis tournament, Madison Keys stunned Iga Swiatek in the women's singles semi-final to enter her second Grand Slam final. Keys defeated Swiatek in a thriller match after their encounter went into a tiebreaker. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in paying tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary being celebrated as Parakram Divas, urges citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Vikasit Bharat. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to embark on 2-day visit to China from Sunday to discuss next step of bilateral relations. India to maintain 6-8% economic growth rate, keeping inflation in check in coming year, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at World Economic Forum Davos. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar cautions against fake narratives eroding trust in electoral processes, highlights role of technology in shaping future of elections. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.